For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Good Wednesday morning to you. God bless you. Hope you're having a great week so far. Hope you're going to the website, ladies, and registering for our daytime fall retreat, October the 25th at Ormond Plantation. It'll be held from 9 to 5, $40 registration fee. Women from everywhere, all denominations come to this. We have a blast. And we're calling this, it's time for a timeout. You'll see on my website a referee giving the timeout sign. We're going to review the year together. We're going to get refreshed, refilled. We're going to go get you in the presence of God. Go through some things that might have happened that kind of got you away from the presence of God. Well, we're going to get you back in. So I want you to join us, but you do have to register. We have to let the chef know how many to prepare for, and we provide all kinds of goodies, so you do that and join us. These teachings on the book of James are being edited as I speak, and they will be made available to you. You can order those and get the accompanying notes. But we began, and we were talking out of James 5 on prayer. Is anyone among you suffering? Are you in trouble? And instantly the Lord impressed upon me, and I shared with you all, he should pray. You don't wait. Don't lollygag. No hangout time. You know what? It's coming. You smell it's coming down the pike. Pray. Don't panic. Pray. Don't go and gossip about it. Pray. The Greek word means, are you suffering misfortune under distress? Pray. So we accomplished. When do you pray? Man, when you're hurting emotionally. When do you pray? When you're hurting physically. Are you sick? Call for the elders of the church. When do you pray? When you're hurting spiritually. You confess to each other that sin, that thing that's hurting you spiritually, and you'll find healing in it. Get it out of the dark. Bring it to the light. Expose it. Get healing on it. And then we just mentioned yesterday, what about Elijah? Love this. Who prays? Anyone who knows God. James uses Elijah as an illustration for us. His life wasn't perfect, but look at 1 Kings 18. He got alone with God. James tells you he was a man with a nature like ours, meaning he has the same constitution that we as human beings have. Good days, not so good days. Days where he's on the mountaintop and days where he's feeling like he's in the valley. A man with a nature like ours, but look what he did. He prayed. He got alone with God. He humbled himself. He was praying for rain. Brothers and sisters, I want you to take note. And this is a word for someone out there. I can just sense it as I'm recording. He prayed 7 times. You may have prayed for something 3 times. Go back. You say, well, Anna, I don't see it, and yet I was so sure God told me to pray. Go back. Elijah went 5 times. Do you see anything like a cloud? No, nothing. Go back. He bowed his face, didn't he, brothers and sisters? 6 times. Anything? No, Elijah, sorry. Go back. If you're hearing my voice, and you sense, gosh, that sounds like me. I keep going to God, and I just thought maybe I was in doubt and unbelief. Go back, you're in persistence. God's doing something behind the scenes, making that fruit ripe, getting it ready to be an answer. Just because it's delaying doesn't mean he's denying it. Go back. Then if it's the answer is a no, the Holy Ghost will let you know. But for someone listening right now, you go back. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he went back 7 times. That is so powerful. He was persistent. And he said, God, that we would get our rain. And God answered his prayer. So who prays? Anyone who knows Christ. What a privilege. We go to the throne room and we find help in our time of need. Now, I want to give you 4 quick little bullets as you're praying. James 4:2 would have told you, you don't have because you don't ask. Go ahead and ask. Number 2, we covered all this. You can get it on my website. Make sure your motive is pure. Make sure you're not harboring, number 3, sin in your life. Because the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. That's a Holy Ghost word, empowered by the Holy Ghost. Don't let iniquity stop you. God won't hear it if you're harboring iniquity. Number 4, you ask in faith. We covered that out of James 1. Let him ask. Let him believe and not doubt. So there you are. You're like Elijah. You're persistent. You're asking. You have a right motive. Your life is clean in the best of your ability, and you're asking in faith. Tomorrow I want to go into the last part of James 5 if you know someone who's backslidden, how to pray for them. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.